Thousands of people gathered at the U.S. Capitol here in Washington today to express support for Israel and to declare Israel's offensive against Palestinian militants part of the international war against terrorism. Speaker after speaker condemned Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as a terrorist and said that Israel can no longer negotiate with a leader who condones suicide bombers. The crowd was made up largely of American Jews. They cheered the most hawkish speeches and booed more moderate statements, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It was a rally that was organized in less than a week, but speakers said it was the largest show of support ever organized for the state of Israel. More than 1,000 buses were chartered from 15 states. Flights were chartered from Florida and California. Many more people drove down from New York or New Jersey.
He's here too! He's here too! Ain't the one!
Rachel Langroth came down on a bus from New Jersey with a few dozen of her friends from North Brunswick. Like many, she has questions about the Bush administration's decision to try to broker a settlement with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat.
I think the Bush administration is trying to be the good guy, be the mediator of the whole situation, be on everyone's side. When you can't be on everyone's side, you can't give everyone everything they want. They need to see what everyone wants and see what's real, like what can you give, what's right.
One of the speakers at today's rally was Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz. He told the crowd that Israel and the U.S. are working together to fight terrorism. But the crowd interrupted him with chants of "No more Arafat" and met some of his statements with boos.
And we know another truth as well. Israelis are not the only victims of the violence in the Middle East. Innocent Palestinians are suffering and dying in great numbers as well. It is critical that we recognize and acknowledge that fact.
Eric Gold was at the rally holding a large Israeli flag. He drove down with some friends from Inglewood, New Jersey. He also was critical of the Bush administration and Secretary of State Colin Powell for meeting with Yasser Arafat.
I lived in Israel for several months. The supermarket where the woman blew herself up, I used to shop in that supermarket every day. I know exactly where it happened. It breaks my heart. Can you imagine walking into a Walbombs, into a Safeway? Getting blown to bits? It's not right.
Israel's former Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, told the crowd that Israel has never had a better friend in the White House than George W. Bush. But he warned Americans that those sympathetic to struggles for national and civil rights should never condone violence. Netanyahu said Mahatma Gandhi did not use violence, and the people of Eastern Europe did not resort to violence in bringing down the Berlin Wall.
Martin Luther King did not resort to terrorism and fighting for equal rights for all Americans. In fact, speaking in this city, in this very place 4 decades ago, Martin Luther King preached a creed that was the very opposite of terrorism. Not violence, nonviolence. Completely the opposite.
Today's rally was a family affair. Kids in strollers, people greeting friends, extended families in traditional dress. Everywhere there were Israeli flags and blue and white balloons. Signs read, "Sharon is Churchill and Arafat destroys." But although nearly everyone there was a strong supporter of Israel, even among supporters, there are differences of opinion. Roger Hart from Herndon, Virginia, came to the rally with his wife Jill and his two daughters, Amalia and Penina.
We took them out of school for this. I think it's important that we show solidarity with Israel, our support for the government over there, although I don't necessarily agree with all the actions they're taking, the big picture I agree with, which is the survival of Israel, and this is, I think, a matter of life and death for the country.
This was just one of many rallies held in recent days around the country in support of Israel. And this weekend, there will be another rally in Washington, this one by groups critical of U.S. support for Israel. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.